Welcome to the Bridge Podcast, a digital worship service. We know that walking with the Lord isn't easy, and we hope this show is a way to come alongside you and offer a little extra weekly encouragement. Most of the content for this show was originally created for our BridgeBox subscription service. For more information, go to missionusa.com/BridgeBox.
Yeah. right then.
All right.
My notes say hold for applause.
Are we supposed to clap for you yet?
I'll wait. I love y'all, brothers. You know that? The question that was asked today, how are we supposed to get by without using the things we have in the past? And I'm just guessing, but I'm guessing the question pertains to using things to get by like drugs, using things to get by like alcohol, using things, some people are counting them off. Yeah, that's right, yes. Two for two. Maybe relationships with opposite sex. No, you aren't using that to get by, huh? Here's my question, or my thought behind that. If you thought you were really getting by while you were using those things, we need to start over from the beginning as to what's happened so far. Because you are not getting by. Those things distract us from the reality that we are going down. You are not getting ahead. You are not even on a level plane. You may be numb to that reality, and that may be what that's doing for you. That is not getting by. If that's your definition of getting by, we need to take you out back and shoot you. You know, that is pathetic. That is not getting by. That is on a green shoot to disaster. That's a slow, downward death spiral of misery. And when you hit rock bottom with whatever you were on, whatever your madness was, whatever my madness was, when you hit that point, you didn't say, I was doing all this and getting by, and one day I woke up and everything was ruined. It didn't work that way, did it? It was slowly but surely going down. You were just blind to that fact. You were numb to it. Medicating yourself against that reality. You have, some of you brothers, bless your little hearts, have never been getting by. I say that with love. You've never been getting by. Your life kind of stunk pretty bad. You just didn't know it. You don't have anything else to compare it to. Some of y'all, bless your hearts, are thinking about going back to a life so bad, you had to kill me to make me try and do it. And it's not like I'm rich or pretty in the face anymore, you know, so I have to just get by however I can get by myself. You weren't getting by before. You don't know about getting by just yet. And that's the good news to me. That's the good news, is recognizing that there is so much of a better life available for you out there that God wants to bless you with. So much of a better existence and a more peaceful, more fulfilled existence. There's so much better available for you out there. And God's going to show that to you. If we're going to get by or ever, in fact, get ahead, first of all, we have to learn how to cope. You know what I mean when I say that? Cope. You know, you have a hard day, hard time, you're angry, you're mad, you're frustrated, you're tired, you're bored, and you have to do something to cope with that situation. Let's take a moment to think of what we used to cope in the past and how well that worked in the long run. Of course, it works in the short run. That's how we got on it. But in the long run, how well that... So we can't cope by that same means anymore. And what you're here to do is learn how to cope using the strength that God's going to give you, using the fellowship and love that you get from other people around you, and through the advice, and as Bobby said, through the counsel from other people who've been where you've been. And speaking of counsel, if you want to go to counsel, get counsel on how many stomachs a cow has, you ask the one Texan in the room. Four. Does he? You ask all these city brothers here, brother over here that have no idea. Seven? He doesn't know. If you don't know, don't say anything. I think it's seven. Nobody here say otherwise. So I'll just say seven. I'll box anybody who wants to argue with me, too. That's seven. There's always, you don't get help with bad counsel like Bobby was talking about. There's always somebody going to try to help you out and doesn't know it, their own self. These are the things we have to learn to do. Yeah, you ask somebody that knows, somebody that's been there. I mean, I think so often, Mike or myself or even Brother Jerry who preached before us here, we work with these guys at the county jail, and you can ask them, you know, well, how are you planning to get by? How are you planning to cope and get ahead when you get out? And the last thing they do is ask. The last thing they do is say, "I don't know. I've never done that before, but you have. You tell me." That would be a reasonable response. But it's always this plan that doesn't hold together even in just on paper. You know, I'm gonna get me a little job. I'm gonna get me a little ride. I'm gonna get me a woman on the side. Everything's gonna be straight. Really? Does that even sound right, you know? Are you even going to get in the motion to even get that done? And if you get that, is that really going to keep you out of trouble? Is that really going to make you happy or satisfied? Or, you know, those things don't, you get those things and you're just looking for something else, you know? We have to learn to wait. It's an incredibly important thing for us to learn to do, is to learn to wait. No blessing is going to come to you fast enough that you can grit your teeth now and wait for it to get here and make it. That's not going to happen. Your life is not going to turn around so fast you can just sit there and say, I hate it now, but I'm just going to hang on till all the blessings pop. I could probably hold out to tomorrow. And if I don't get a great job and a great place to live tomorrow, it's all going to fall apart. You can't grit your teeth and just suck it up that way. Because what's going to happen is you're going to run out of your strength. If you don't have any of God's strength working in your life, you're going to run out of your strength quick. So would I. I'm not. That doesn't pertain to you. That's all of us. You know, you run out of that strength. And you are holding your breath waiting for that blessing to come. God's trying to teach you to be patient. He's trying to teach you to wait. You're steady trying to hook yourself up with this little bitty blessing. He's working to set up a much bigger blessing, but he's trying to teach you something through that process of waiting. It's an incredibly difficult thing to learn to do. It's not in my personality either to love the idea of waiting, but we have to learn to do that. We have to learn to find real peace. Real peace. Brothers I know out there working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, banging, slanging, trying to chase nothing but their own pleasure whatsoever. Brothers in the loop, working themselves to death all day, every day, clawing, scratching, and fighting. And all of them can't fill a thimble full of peace in their life. No peace whatsoever. If you don't have peace, what's the point of all the rest? If you're always looking over your shoulder, always scratching and clawing and fighting and scheming and plotting and hustling, what point is there to it all? If you don't have peace, what are we doing here? God has that peace available to you. He really wants you to have all of it that you can get, but you have to go to him to get it. Is success, however you measure that, is that your idol? Is that what you worship? That's a big question, isn't it? Your God is whatever you go to get pleasure. If that's drugs, that's your God. If it's a woman, that's your God. If your life doesn't get good, you get down on your knees and pray to her and wish that something good will happen. Because that's what you've chosen. Whatever you go to find happiness and fulfillment and identity and purpose in your life, that's your God. And for most people, success and getting ahead in a physical sense, that is their God. for most people. They go to church and whatever and do that thing, and that's plan B, you know. That's off to the side. I do my thing and whatever, and I throw God a little this and that, show him I'm cool with him, he'll be cool with me. That's my backup insurance policy, you know. If I lose my job, then God will probably hook me up with something because I'm cool with him. That's not it. That's not it. God needs to be plan A in your life. Everything else goes to the side. God will bring success, maybe not as you currently measure it, but beyond what you would hope for in the future. And the last thing I'll say, and we'll bring up this last speaker, is the word expectations was mentioned in these questions, and that is a big, big concept in here. Expectations. 99% of the guys that Mike and I work with do not have realistic expectations. In some cases, they're expecting way too much to happen way too fast. In some cases, they're expecting way too little, and much better things are available to them if, as I said before, if they're in a position to wait or in a position to invest in their future. But those expectations are really critical. What does God expect of you? What does your boss expect of you? What does your lady expect of you? What's reasonable for them to expect of you? What is reasonable for you to expect from all these individuals? And the only way to get a good sense of that is to stay in prayer, as Bobby said, to stay in good counsel. If you want to know what to expect out of marriage, find somebody who has a good marriage and talk to them about it. If you want to know how fast you should expect to get promoted in your job, ask somebody there that's doing that. If you want to know what it is that God expects of you, ask these pastors. That's what they're here for. The truth is, you'll find that once you adjust those expectations and get them a little closer to reality, you're going to have a whole lot less stress in your life. When we expect to find pleasure in things when it's not really going to be there, that's when things slowly start to wind down for us. But when we know that we're in it for the long haul, we know that those blessings will come, we are exercising our faith, and we're letting God work in us little by little from the inside out, then we know things are going to be straight. Amen?